stand-up comedy, your host and MC presents Comedy Appetizers, a podcast where you will find short comedy sets, stories, and funny bits from the famous and not so famous. Here is your host and MC, Scott Edwards.
Hello?
Hey, Bob, it's Scott Edwards from the podcast Stand Up Comedy, your host and MC. You told me to give you a call so we could finish those top 10 tips on being a professional entertainer.
Oh, is that today? Are you sure we weren't going to do it tomorrow? I thought we were doing it tomorrow.
No, it's today. I've got the recording on. We're ready to go. So if you are, I'm ready to do the intro.
Well, yeah, sure. Hey, I'm always ready. Hey, you know what? This is perfect because this plays into my tip number 7.
All right. Well, let me give you a little intro. So, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to an audience of one, our special bonus episode. This week, we're going through the top 10 best advice from professional comedian Bob Worley. Ladies and gentlemen, here's Bob.
Bob, stop again.
Thanks for coming back and following up. I think we did tip number 10, tip number 9, and tip number 8 of your top 10 tips to being a good entertainer. Are you ready to finish the process?
Scott, I've been working hard all week. Just let me write down this last little thing right here. Okay, yeah, I'm ready to go.
All right, well, ladies and gentlemen, I think we're on tip number 7.
Tip number 7, always keep an updated calendar. That's very important. I'm finding out. It's always good to know where you're going and when the next gig is. You know, you got to be prepared, my friend. You know what? There's nothing worse than getting a phone call, like say maybe a podcaster or a call or text from a club owner wanting to know where you're at and letting you know that you're going to be on stage in 10 minutes. So please get there in a fast, quick hurry. So you always know where you're going to be. You know what? And it's always good to come up with a good excuse, too. Like, let's say, for instance, you get a call from the club and you happen to be laying on your couch, watching TV, eating chips, and you get that call. They're going, hey, where are you? Well, come up with something quick, my friend. Like, once the ice house called me, wanted to know where I was, I told them my flight was late. So, which was good, except I live down the street. I don't know if they bought it or not, but they seemed happy with it.
I was going to say you live right near the club.
Just 2 blocks away, but still. You know, they didn't know. They don't know where I live. So anyways, you got to be believable. Or another good one, too, is I was in a car accident on my way to the gig. But ooh. I'm all right. I'll be there tomorrow night. This way you get the night off. They probably still pay you. And then everybody's all sympathizing with you the next night. You might even get a bonus at the end of the week.
Wow. Well, it sounds like you've either tried that or it's a good plan. Well, Bob, that's an interesting number 7 is always keep an updated calendar.
Sorry.
Oh, wait. We have more to go, Bob.
Oh, we're still going?
Yeah.
Let me get off the couch. All right, go ahead.
Okay, how about number 6, maybe?
Oh, yeah, number 6. Learn how to drive.
Wait a minute. One of the top 10 tips of being a successful entertainer is number 6, learn how to drive.
Well, you would be surprised at how many comics don't know how to drive. A lot of these guys are from New York or somewhere else, a big city. They don't have a car. So, you know, they come down to L.A. or a place like yours in Sacramento, and it's like, hey, how do I get to the gig? Learn how to drive. It's so much easier to get to the gig than taking the bus. I mean, of course, the bus is a great source of material, but who wants to take the bus? That's my thing. You want to write about the joke. You don't want to be the joke. So learn how to drive. Very important.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, tip number 6, learn how to drive. I'm not from New York or San Francisco. That's probably great advice. All right, tip number 5.
Tip number 5. Learn how to ride a bike. Nothing to do with comedy, but you know what? It's a lot of fun. That's a good way to get some exercise. You know, unless, of course, you're hit by a comic on the way to a gig because you're not paying attention. You're watching the people on the bus. What an idiot! So, yeah. Always take the bike path. Okay, Scott. And my number one tip for the week is...
Whoa, Bob. Bob, wait. What? Bob, hold on. We were doing our top 10 tips of being a professional entertainer. We did 10, 9, and 8. And so far today, we did 7, 6, and 5. But we still have 4 more to go.
What? Are you sure? Come on. No, that's got to be 10. Oh, God. This is harder than I thought. Hey, just give me a little time, and maybe, you know, you call me next week, and we'll make it happen, okay?
Well,
I swear.
Are you sure the audience is ready? They're taking notes, Bob. This is great information.
No, you know what? What I want to do is I want to give them time to ponder the advice that I've given them. So let's just take a break here, let them go over, and then let it roll around in their heads for a while, and take it in. And then okay. We'll finish it up.
All right. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I guess we're slowly going to get through these top 10 tips from a professional comic on being an entertainer. And well, we'll be back with you with the rest. Thanks for joining us for this special bonus episode of Stand-Up Comedy Hosted MC. Stay tuned as next Sunday's another great show.
Thanks for listening to this week's episode of Comedy Appetizers. Be sure to share with family and friends, and we will see you this Sunday for our regular podcast, your host and MC, and again next Friday for another episode of Comedy Appetizers. Bye!